Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you, longtime advocate for justice who beat the bushes with newsletters and starting a grassroots movement way back when. And now we have these modern day podcasts. So this is fantastic because you can reach more people and people who are interested in what is happening to America and around the world. So today I'm going to be entering into the Justice Club, and we're going to be talking about a grave injustice that could be coming against the United States of America with our open border policies, as we are witnessing very healthy young males who have been migrated into our country through planes, boats, walking across our borders, and we are funding them with our tax dollars because we have no choice, because that's what the government is making us do, harbor, aid, and abet illegals into the USA who are unidentified, and they are not vetted or background checked, and we know that many aren't here to assimilate as they're beating up the police, which is in the news, and also they're in the news, many of them, for raping and killing or injuring Americans. So that is a different way of life when you're from crime-ridden countries where you're impoverished, and that is your way of life. Now, you can't expect them to change their way of life because they are living the life they know, and especially when they find out that, hey, they may not have a place to live or sleep after the money runs out, because the taxpayers are funding the bill with the aiding and abetting and harboring them inside the USA, forced by our own government to do so, which is a violation of all federal and state laws, which is absolutely stunning. So America must wake up and understand that we must prepare for anything, any type of emergency, and as they migrate millions of unidentified healthy males and some females, and many are being trafficked. And let's see, there's 85,000 children who are missing, and the government doesn't know where they're at, and or else they're not telling us what is happening to those children, whether they're from the USA or from foreign nations. And they are diverting our taxes, as I said, especially since 2009, when the Obama administration cared less that he stated that he would fundamentally change America in 5 days. Well, I think he was serious, and it is fundamentally changing. So we must be aware of what that fundamental change means to us, since the borders are wide open. And he said that America is no longer a Christian nation. He also said the Bible is violent, and the Quran is holy. He said he would give the Middle East two states. He snubbed Netanyahu and Israel, and he snubbed Netanyahu when he came to America to warn Americans against extremist organizations. And Americans need, he said, to give up our liberties to the government because we are, quote, too small-minded, unquote, to make our own choices for ourselves. And he said that the national anthem was violent and it needed to be changed, and that the Bible was violent, and he mocked Jesus in this Sermon on the Mount. And he said that was a violent sermon as well. And Americans in the audience applauded and laughed about it. But I didn't think it was funny, and I didn't think it was a joke. Well, wake up, because he also stated that we are not to insult anyone from the Middle East, the alleged refugees. As many stated on camera, they weren't here to assimilate or be Americans or uphold our Constitution, but they came here to promote their ideologies on America as they made their demands against pork and against dogs and all sorts of different things that they demanded from us. And we are using our tax dollars to have flown them in secretly at night under the Obama regime and bypassing TSA and all of the vetting and background that we go through, or the naked x-rays and iris scans and facial scans and hair strands and DNA scans on our hands and so forth, taking off our clothes or basically our belts, our shoes, our glasses, our hats, our scarves, and being searched. So they didn't have to go through any of that because they went through the U.S. refugee agencies. And according to the whistleblowers, they stated, which is probably scrubbed from the internet now, that they were given incentives to push through as many from the Middle East as possible who were being flown in on our dime and our time into the USA put on buses and scattered around the USA while America was sleeping. So lots and lots of stuff was changing and transforming, just as he said, after he was elected. He met with the Muslim Brotherhood Care Organization, who are the organization who has the extremist groups like Hamas and Al-Qaeda under their wing. And he celebrated holidays with them and made sure he had special dinners for them as well. And he also flew to communist Cuba, and he appeared to embrace communist China and communist nations. So why are all the healthy meals from crime-ridden communist nations and Middle East nations who have their own laws and religion bonded as one and cannot be bonded, which are antithetical to the Bible and the Constitution, which is stunning in itself, but Americans didn't pay much attention. But myself and other patriots paid a lot of attention. And we saw the danger of these agendas that were being imposed on America and Americans, such as the Congress and the Constitution are meaningless. I have a pen and I have a phone and I don't need to bother with Congress or the Constitution to make laws. You will use executive orders. Executive orders were never intended to make laws. Only Congress can make laws. But that was transformed in 2009, and they didn't stop it. And it's being done today as well. And they're still being flown in and coming in by boats and crossing into our borders from Venezuela, who has a huge criminal organized syndicate, sending all their criminals into USA, and the Chilean organized criminal syndicate, thousands and thousands are in our country right now. They're all young, healthy males or middle-aged, healthy males, and they're sending their money they get here, however they get it, back to their countries. And that's part of the digital money system, so that they can confiscate our dollars and our gold and silver and coins so that we are helpless and can't control our own money, which goes into what he stated in a speech before he left office, that we needed to give up our liberties. He meant our money, our property, our children, everything, maybe our lives, as we'll go into in just a bit. So that's pretty much the background, because he also said, probably you don't remember, but I remember very clearly that he would create a national civilian security force in the USA that was more powerful than the United States military and more well-funded. And he sent some very powerful military personnel to Leavenworth for insulting him or for insulting the leaders of the terrorist organizations who actually tortured and murdered U.S. Navy SEALs and military men and women. So we're also witnessing children being abused in public schools and sexualized into trans, which we never heard of before the Obama regime came along. They said they were all for traditional family, and they were Christians and pro-life, and they represented themselves as such, and that they were lawyers, when in fact they were inactive lawyers. So a lot of things were happening behind the scenes, but it was quite a theatrical display of that was very successful and caught the attention of the American people, who cheered and applauded and cried because they believed that they now had no more guilt for not having a black family in the White House, which is rather hypocritical when you think about it, when you say a black family in the White House, which was the first black family in the White House elected by the people. So we're also witnessing in our public schools now children who are being taught and indoctrinated into same-sex and into transgender and genital mutilation programs, which are depopulation programs of natural-born Americans, natural-born Europeans, natural-born Australians, and natural-born Canadians. And that will reduce the population for the future because there won't be enough natural-born Americans, Europeans, Australians, or Canadians born to lead their countries and to protect, defend their borders and their citizens, because there won't be that many if this continues and they continue to replace people with robots. We are also witnessing children who are experiencing confusion about their gender now due to the public school system and I guess maybe even private school systems. And the issue there is that Hillary Clinton was pushing the United Nations Rights of the Child. The Rights of the Child, which you probably didn't pay attention to either, is now being implemented if they get away with having the United Nations take over the world with WHO, the World Health Organization, with billionaires who fund it, like George Soros and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and all the rest of them, who control Wall Street and all the money. They never seem to lose a dime, just all the other investors seem to lose their shirts, but not them. Somehow they always manage to make more money. Isn't that just stunning? Isn't that just great? So that way they're invested in big pharma, they're invested in AI, they're invested in social media, they're invested in MSM, they're invested in the jabs, they're invested in the prescription drugs, they're invested in just about everything and anything you can possibly think of, like funding the Department of Justice now with donations, which is very, very dangerous to our justice system, and even experiencing any justice if this continues, which we are witnessing today, persecution, political persecution rather than prosecution. So maybe they'll change the titles from prosecutors to persecutors if what I'm going to read to you in a minute actually comes to pass, which we should pray, turn back to God, that it doesn't come to pass. So these children are being in the public schools indoctrinated into confusion over their genders, and many are experiencing gender mutilation by doctors who want to buy a Lamborghini, I suppose, and a mansion on top of the hill and live it up, and at the expense of the children who will have to take medications and prescription drugs, so Big Pharma makes more money, maybe jabs too. And then, of course, they make tons of money from surgeries. So human beings are now human commodities for human capital for the rich. So they can jet about and then tell you, they can jet about and pollute the skies. They can jet about on their yachts and pollute the oceans. And they can live in mansions and use up all the energy they want in the water. But then they turn around and they point the finger at the American people that you are the problem, not them. So very interesting indeed. And before we enter into the Justice Club, I am going to let you know that I am an international award-winning author, researcher, and I did 8 years of research for this book, for this time in history, instructed by God in a life-after-death experience to write these books. For this time in history, to wake up the American people. By the way, I did coin that phrase, Wake Up America, on my AM FM radio shows in 1989 that everyone is seeing now. And even Tucker Carlson put it on his title as on his book. So it's a very popular phrase I coined. Wake Up America is the American dream on the verge of the American nightmare. Yes, it is. So I guess I was prophetic as well. And so I wrote this particular book. It is called Obamasaurus, and I say it is not a book. It is a message for humanity worldwide. Hopefully it will go book to film, a movie and a sequel, or perhaps a series on Prime or Netflix. And because it is a fictional Orwellian political satire, and it is a speculative fiction, historical fiction story of adventure, and it could end up to be a dystopian thriller on the screen because of AI and because of the robots and the GMOs and all the lab meats and lab foods and so forth. It'd be very exciting indeed. So if you'll say a little prayer for that to happen, book to film, that would be fantastic because the world does need to wake up, even though it is historical fiction and speculative fiction. So anyway, this particular book I wrote, I did 8 years of research before writing it, and I first published it in 2013, Obamacare, Dinosaurs, Rednecks, and Radicals. But then as times changed over the last 10 years, and it became more advanced in pushing these depopulation programs forward and pushing AI and robots in the forefront, that many believe will replace Americans and American jobs, I republished it as Obamasaurus in 2022, and it is an international Irwin Award winner with 5-star reviews. So you want to read this book. It's a short read. You want to share it, gift it, and wake up everyone around the world. And we will be right back after this very important message.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Yes, it's available at Amazon.com. You can order it from your bookstores. You can order it from BNN. But if you go on Amazon.com, you can get it in hardcover, paperback, or read it on Kindle. And be sure to go back and do a, if you like it, click on a star, and also write a review. Much appreciated for that. Thank you so much, all those who have done that and made this book very popular.
The Justice Club is back on Columbo Chronicles live podcast. Join Rose Columbo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up, because now we're going to go into the world of authors and experts and the Justice Club. And this author is Captain Joseph R. John, and he wrote this article on March 8, 2024, op-ed number 661. And it's on the Combat Veterans for Congress, Embedded Integrity. And this is what it says, and you won't want to miss it. For 3 years, Communist China has been putting the infrastructure in place to kill Americans within the United States. Do I have your attention yet? Does Captain Joseph R. John have your attention yet? The average American citizen can't even begin to comprehend the savagery, horrors, and bloody carnage that will be unleashed within the United States by the hundreds of thousands of communist Chinese military personnel, Iranian Islamic terrorists bolstering Iranian terror cells in the United States, the radical Islamic Hamas, Hezbollah, and Al-Qaeda terrorists, communist Cubans, Venezuelan communists, the Chilean communists, who are also linked to criminal organized syndicates, and they send money back. All of these people send our money back to their countries to train up more people to come against America. Because that's why they're still poor. They're not giving it to the poor for housing and food and clothing and education and health care. That's why they're still poor. And the only thing they're trained up to do is to commit criminal activities for their masters, their drug lords, whoever is their masters, their godfathers, who live very, very wealthy lives. So it also includes Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda terrorists, the communist Cubans and Venezuela communists who have invaded the United States because of Barack Hussein Obama's three-year open border policy. This didn't start with Joe Biden. He is carrying over, in my opinion, this isn't in the articles, this is my opinion, carrying over Barack Hussein Obama's agendas with the open border policy and flying in illegals and fake refugees and maybe some real refugees too, but there's also fake refugees coming into our country, healthy meals through the open borders, through those flights that we are paying for the past 8 years, and coming through the ports and through the international waterways that allow communist China to come and go as they please into the Long Beach Naval Base and port, thanks to Bill Clinton. And so these are very, very serious problems for the American people. And when President Trump wanted to charge them tariffs or just kick them out of the United States, the communists, then the left went crazy, but they're going to go crazier if this happens in America. So Captain Joseph R. John stated, a future planned attack within the United States will be more vicious than the October 7th, 2023 surprise attack in Israel by Hamas radical terrorists. Now, they're already testing us out, these terrorist organizations, going into stores and robbing them day broad daylight. They are, along with some of the inside gangs we have in our own country, and they are They are beating up the police. They've raped young females, and they've killed young females. And they killed a three-year-old. And they've had also killed through drunk driving. I don't know why they're driving on our soil if they're illegal, because that makes it an illegal driver license. But they get all the goodies. They get all the goodies, and guess who's paying for it? You and me and every other natural-born American and legal, patriotic, naturalized American who works and pays taxes, as we see the increase of the cost of living skyrocketing, and people are using up their savings because they can't afford to even buy groceries or put gasoline in their car because they have to pay such high rent. High electricity, high water, high trash, everything has skyrocketed. So it goes on to say, Captain Joseph R. John says, the plan to attack the United States is right out Unrestricted Warfare, a 1999 book written by two communist Chinese Air Force colonels that the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, is planning to execute within the United States. It will kill and subjugate millions of American citizens, employing the Communist Chinese Army and its allies that has invaded the United States over the last 3 years. Now, we know, this is my opinion here too in my research, that Bill Gates and George Soros and many of the NWO CEOs on Wall Street and even people in public office are either married to someone who's linked to the Communist Party or sleeping with the enemy in Congress or going to China for the honeypots and doing business with them over there and making secret deals with them on selling out our country to Communist China. Goes back to the Clinton years, when it was rumored and alleged that Hillary Rodham Clinton and Bill Clinton had given plots of land away to Communist China because of some Chinese debt that they claimed that we owed to them. The truth is, I went to Congress and to my congressman about 2011, or 17, I'm sorry, 17, and I told them, we don't owe Communist China anything. Communist China owes us tariffs for 25 years plus. They owe us that money. And I stated that in my, to my congressman and his staff, who began gathering around while I was speaking to my congressman. I told him that we did not owe China. China owes us for Bill Clinton outsourcing our jobs, our manufacturing companies, and our intellectual property over to Communist China, who then start making the products we developed in America, the businesses that we developed in America, and the jobs that were created in America over to Communist China for slave labor by their citizens, who they don't pay much at all, and that's why they sent them there, so that they could make higher profits. And these people have lobbyists that donate to these candidates who go along with this sellout of the United States of America and violated international waterways and violated our secure borders. That is a federal and state laws that mandate and require the sworn oath of all public servants to secure the borders and to protect the safety and welfare of all Americans. They are also in violation of their sworn oath. And that can be, if found guilty, a federal crime, and they can go to jail and be fined if found guilty. But no one ever dares to arrest any of them, right? Right. Only the little people get arrested, like on J6, who maybe at the most trespassed. They didn't kill anyone or injure anyone, but one of their police officers killed a patriot, a young female patriot, in cold blood. and was set free. So if you don't think there aren't two tiers of justice in America, you're very wrong. Because in my first book that was an international Irwin Award winner, went global, was in magazines and newspapers and just about everywhere, I wrote that Americans needed to wake up because we were morphing into a one-tier justice system, that we were a three-tier justice system, meaning the rich, the middle class, and the poor. And then we morphed into a two-tier justice system, which is the middle class and the poor and the two branches of government. And then we morphed into the one branch of government where our government has been operating out of the White House as one government by writing executive orders as the laws of the land through mandates, adding mandates and regulations and punishments, fines and taxes, like they did in Obamacare. But how was that health care? And how did Obama write 2,700 pages between January, when he was inaugurated, and April, when they voted on it? The Congress can't even create one law and then debate the law and review the law and approve a law. Sometimes it takes them months, sometimes it takes them years to approve one law. But so how did Congress and Obama come up with 2,700 pages of laws, mandates, regulations, and fines and taxes in between January and of 2009 and April of 2009? And we know Congress didn't read the 2,700 pages, but Liberty Counsel and Rose Colombo and a couple of others did read it. And what I found was it included mandated taxpayer-funded vaccines wide to be paid by the U.S. taxpayers worldwide, and also secretly included mandated taxpayer-funded abortions worldwide, not just in America, but worldwide. I also wrote that it, which was read in part on the House floor, the congressional floor, with my name in the congressional record, that it bordered on extortion, because I was the first one to point out through my blog, Obamacare is unconstitutional and illegal, before it was approved and unread and approved, that it bordered on extortion because earnings after taxes belong to the American people, and the American people have the right to choose which consumer products and services to buy with their own money. But the government came along and said, no, you no longer have that choice. You are mandated to buy a consumer product and service you may or may not want or may or may not need. And if you don't do it, we're going to fine you and put you in jail for 1 year. If you recall, that was the original punishment that was changed down the road. So lots and lots of things were happening under the Obama regime. And so we experienced those mandated vaccines, which were actually, in reality, FDA-approved experimental jabs with a trade secret formula by Pfizer that no one knows what materials or chemicals were put into the trade secret formula because they refused to tell you or the government. And they also had the mRNA that was never used, and they lied and said it did not alter your DNA. And then after millions of people were jabbed, Bill Gates came out in a video and said, oh, by the way, yes, we found it does alter your DNA. So These are the things that cause serious injuries and serious permanent injuries or temporary injuries, such as heart attacks, strokes, brain injuries, or even death, and so many more. But they did not disclose the potential direct adverse health effects on that are potential to certain people, that may occur to certain people. No one knows until you actually are jabbed what is going to happen to your body, right? And then it's too late, because the doctor can't tell you, and he can't guarantee that you will not be injured or that you will not die, whether it's immediately or weeks or months or years away. And no one's going to connect it years away anyway. So, anyway, this article goes on to say, the CCP has been telling the Chinese people for 3 years that Communist China is at war with the United States. Iran, the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world, who declared war on the United States in 1979, is a CCP's ally in the unrestricted war plan to invade, attack, kill, then subjugate citizens of the United States. Iran has been killing and maiming American service members since it blew up the Beirut Marine Corps barracks in 1983. It continued killing U.S. military service members for 37 years by delivering roadside bombs manufactured in Iran to terrorists and the Taliban in Iraq and Afghanistan. Since September, there have been over 200 strikes. Iranian terrorists have continued attacking and trying to kill U.S. military personnel in Syria and Iraq. Obama has been openly supporting Communist China and Iran's development of nuclear weapons since 2006. He continued the massive financial support for Iran by having the Biden administration eliminate the United States restriction on China and India from purchasing Iran's crude oil, and by also having Biden transfer $16 billion to Iran in the last 6 months. That financial support has helped fund Iran's continued development of its nuclear weapons. Since 1979, Iran's long-term goal has been attack and destroy Israel and the United States with nuclear-tipped missiles. Iran has since developed their long-range missiles, and they are close to developing nuclear weapons. And I don't know if you saw it in the news, but I did, where Iran and Russia and China have come together and we're all coming against the United States, which was predicted on my former AM FM radio shows in Southern California, oh, about 1996. And now it's happening. It's happening, just like I predicted that phrase I coined, Wake Up America, is the American dream on the verge of the American nightmare. Yes, it is. So the captain, Joseph R. John, says, unfortunately, for over 3 years, Obama has given his former Oval Office staff, who are in control of Biden's Oval Office, strict orders to keep the United States borders wide open, following through on his pledge to fundamentally transform the United States. I guess this is his father's dream. Isn't that what he said? He wanted to carry on his father's dream. So during those 3 years, Communist China invaded the United States with over 400,000 single military-age Chinese Communist Army personnel. Communist Chinese Army personnel continue to invade through those wide open borders. And we also have communist spies in our universities, our colleges, and in our government. Now, this isn't saying anything about the Chinese people who came here to escape communism, and they're beautiful people, and they're beautiful Americans. We're talking about the leaders who are anti-American and anti-Israel from these countries, who are being flown into the USA and walked across the borders and coming on ships and every which way they can get here without being vetted, background checked, or identified, and then scattered around the USA and aided with money and welfare and whatever they need, food, maid service at hotels, whatever they need, whatever they want. So it goes on to say that thousands of the radical Islamic Hamas, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, and Iranian terrorists, as well as Cubans, communists, and Venezuelan communists, have been invading through the wide open borders. They will coordinate their operations with communist China. They're going to come together. They're going to bring them together, in my opinion. That's what they're going to do, and maybe microchip them and control them, mind control. The communist Chinese military personnel and their allies are being armed from a large inventory of heavy and automatic weapons shipped by communist China to Mexico, which is smuggled into the United States through the wide-open southern border by Mexican drug cartels. So Mexico is a serious problem for America because of the drug cartels. They want to get rid of their drug cartels and their bad dudes, and so does Venezuela and Chile and all those crime-ridden countries from Africa to the Middle East to America. They're sending them here. So normally illegal aliens who enter the United States, preoccupied with looking for their next meal, seeking a place to live, and trying to find a way to earn a livelihood. However, within weeks of entering the United States, there are videos posted on Twitter or X showing single military-aged male communist Chinese illegal aliens have been involved in target practice, firing rifles and automatic weapons. One of the videos is of a Chinese military-aged female firing a sniper rifle. Obama has had the Biden administration contract jet passenger aircraft paid for by the United States taxpayers to operate secret night flights to overfly the border and the United States Border Patrol, and I want to add at our taxpayer expense, in transporting for our own demise, in transporting over 320,000 illegal aliens from Cuba, Haiti, Venezuela, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Colombia, and Ecuador to deliver illegal aliens directly to 43 U.S. cities. So why are these people being allowed to do this? Where is our military? Where is our Department of Justice? Are they ready for this attack on America? Because it's not just going to affect us. And is that why these wealthy people are building underground facilities and storing up food and water for their families? Think about it. So it goes on to say, by avoiding U.S. Border Patrol agents, Obama has been smuggling illegal aliens into the United States and has been violating and abetting U.S. federal immigration laws, trafficking illegal aliens. Someone should go to prison for the repeated and continued violation of United States federal immigration laws by smuggling over 320,000 illegal aliens into the United States. And this is by Captain Joseph R. John, and it was published on March 8, 2024. Thousands of the radical Islamic Hamas, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, and Iranian terrorists, as well as Cubans, communists, and Venezuelan communists, have been invading through the wide-open borders, and they will continue, to coordinate their operations with communist China. The communist China's military personnel and their allies are being armed from a large inventory of heavy and automatic weapons shipped by communist China to Mexico, which was smuggled into the United States through the wide open southern border by the Mexican drug cartels. Obama has had the Biden administration contract jet passenger aircraft paid for by U.S. taxpayers to operate those secret night flights to fly the border, to overfly the border and the U.S. Border Patrol in transporting those 320,000 illegal aliens. And now there's 85,000 missing children at the borders. So for 3 years, Biden and Obama have been providing aid and comfort for foreign enemy combatants invading the United States. They have been complicit in allowing hundreds of thousands of enemy combatants to invade the United States through the wide open borders unimpeded while being hidden among the 14 million illegal aliens massively invading the U.S. I had predicted in 2021 on Facebook that I believe there was not 11 or 12 million illegals in the country, which they had been stating since the 90s. I said there has to be at least 30 million illegal aliens in our country. And then Stanford University came out 2 weeks later, said they had a study, and that their study proved that there were 29.5 million illegals in the USA. So once again, I was very close to that target number that we were at that time in 2021 had about 30 million. Today I'm predicting we're heading towards 50 million in the United States. The Biden-Obama administration is supporting putting guns into the hands of criminal illegal aliens, he says, who violated U.S. federal law by illegally entering the United States. But then they want to take the guns away from the American people who will not be able to defend themselves. They have supported hiring and aiming of criminal illegal aliens as police officers in Los Angeles who have the power to control and arrest U.S. citizens. That is so dangerous and so scary because we have them appointing illegals into public office as well, which hit the news not long ago. Those hires had to be approved by the Biden-Obama administration's U.S. Justice Department, which is even scarier. Those hires are a betrayal of American citizens and in violating of U.S. federal law. Illegal aliens are prevented from being in possession of firearms or ammunition. Did you know that? Did you know our federal laws state that illegal aliens are prevented from being in possession of firearms or ammunition, which is why one of the top DHS leaders stated recently that we are not to call them, I believe it was illegal immigrants or illegal migrants or something like that. But it's on the law books. Illegal aliens is in every law book across this country and has been for 247 years. It's the law. It's in the law books. Period. You're upholding the law or you're not. Democrats passed that federal law in 1968, which prohibited illegal aliens and foreign citizens from possessing firearms and ammunition, period. The directors and heads of the following U.S. government agency are aware of the planned attacks on American citizens outlined in the CCP manual of 1999. We were attacked by Japan at Pearl Harbor, which was the first attack on America, and then we were attacked on in 2001, 9/11, 2001, by the Islamic terrorist organization, and they wanted to build a Victory Mosque at Ground Zero, but the American people cried out and protested. Thank God. And then we had many attacks while Obama was in office, Obama, Holder, and Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden, and all of them were in office, and we had many attacks, like at Fort Hood. Remember that? San Bernardino? D.C.? There were many. And there were many thwarted by the FBI. So God bless them for thwarting those attacks. There was New Orleans. There were many of them. So ever since they started flying unidentified people who weren't vetted or background checked into the USA and weren't here to assimilate as Americans and uphold the Constitution, bad things have happened to good people in America. And bad things happen around the world to good people when you have bad dudes running their country, creating famine, creating water shortages for depopulation, or just because they're just narcissists, psychopaths, and sociopaths with no conscience until something happens to them and they try to hide in a rat hole and they cry like a baby because tyrants and have that ego. Fulfilled as they believe they are above the law and extremely powerful until they find out they aren't, when God finally says, hey, that's enough. I'm done. We're done here. So, anyway, the directors and heads of the following U.S. government agency are aware of the planned attacks on American citizens outlined in the CCP manual of 1999. So they're aware of this. Biden and Obama, the director of the FBI, U.S. Attorney General, director of the CIA, Secretary of Defense, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, director of National Intelligence, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Senator Minority Leader McConnell, we need a new Senator Minority Leader. Senator Majority Leader Schumer, he's the one who said we had to be tolerant of these anti-Americans. House Speaker Johnson, House Minority Leader Jeffries, and Nancy Pelosi all are aware that Beijing has been operating the recommendations, I don't know how to pronounce that word, recommendations of the two communist Chinese Air Force colonels outlined in the CCP manual in preparation for their attack within the United States. The CCP has been preparing for an attack within the United States for 3 years. And then by putting the infrastructure in place in the U.S. and by invading a large military force with allies into the United States to be able to execute the attack on Americans within the United States. So why are they here? Why aren't they kicked out of our country? Why are they buying up our farmland, our food plants, hotels, banks? Why are they working towards devaluing our U.S. dollar instead of our government backing it with gold and keeping it strong? The nation's county sheriffs, police chiefs, and retired FBI agents have repeatedly expressed their serious concern about the deadly threat facing all Americans from the hundreds of thousands of communist Chinese army personnel and thousands of radical Islamic terrorists and the terrorists listed on the FBI Terror Watch list who have evaded capture and have been successfully entering the United States over the last 3 years. Well, of course they can, because they tied the hands of the law enforcers at the borders and told them they cannot ask any questions and they cannot vet them and background check them. And Obama changed it from detain and deport to detain and release into the USA. So that's not hard to figure out how that happened. It also says that Over the last 3 years, the above-listed agency directors and heads that I mentioned have not taken the necessary defensive steps to protect the lives of 350 million American citizens from the unrestricted warfare plan to take place in the United States, outlined by the two communist Chinese Air Force colonels, American cities, military bases, airports, seaports, national transportation systems, food shortage, and delivery facilities do not have sufficient security nor adequate backup power systems. The electrical grid, the electrical power generation and delivery stations, the telecommunications network, the banking and stock market electronic systems, potable water purification and delivery systems, and waste systems have not been adequately protected from cyber attacks by our government leaders. Why are they keeping the borders open, flying in all of these bad dudes into our country, healthy young males? It's a Trojan horse, obviously, which I've been telling you since 2009, that this was going to be a Trojan horse. So it also says, the nation's county sheriffs, police chiefs, and retired FBI agents have repeatedly expressed their serious concern about the deadly threat facing all Americans from the hundreds of thousands of communist Chinese army personnel and thousands of radical Islamic terrorists and the terrorists listed on the FBI terror watch list who have evaded capture and have been successfully entering the United States over the last 3 years. The FBI stated they are surveilling over 300 terrorists. There is no doubt that hundreds of thousands of terrorists and enemies of the U.S. have invaded the U.S. and are not being surveilled. And not just that, remember, Obama set up the no-go zones where Americans weren't allowed to go into their training camps or their religious facilities, and not even law enforcement was allowed in there. How did that happen? Why weren't people asking questions, especially people in public office? So for 3 years, the Biden-Obama administration has been driving gun dealers out of business to radically transform the firearms industry and make it more difficult for American citizens to arm and protect themselves. The Biden-Obama administration is intentionally driving gun dealers out of business, which is having a detrimental effect on the ability of Americans to purchase guns for self-defense and to protect their families from invading communist Chinese army, from the invading communist Chinese army and the radical Islamic Hamas, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, and Iranian terrorists who are planning to attack and kill American citizens, says Captain Joseph John. This is so serious, and unfortunately, I don't have time to go into any more of it, but I hope you do read this article. It's for 3 years, Communist China has been putting the infrastructure in place to kill Americans within the United States, and it's by Captain Joseph R. John, and it's dated March 8th, 2024, op-ed number 661. So be sure to look it up. Combat Veterans for Congress. Just type that in. Combat Veterans for Congress, or JRJ at combatveteransforcongress.org. And on that note, I have to say, God bless you. God bless America. God bless everyone in the world, because we are living in some very challenging times, and we just want to say take care and pray. That's the best thing we can do, is pray.
Well, my friends, time flies, and now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Columbo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Columbo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.